Number 41, the cemetery and the skull.
When the skull emerges, it is brown from the earth. It is then bleached by the sun. These days, when a skull comes to the charnel house, it is bleached with hydrogen.
A small, unremarkable wooden board is a relic of the period during which the skulls were bleached by the sun, as the Catholic parish priest August Stergner explains. It can be seen under the roof, left of the entrance to the gravedigger's house. The idea of digging up the dead after 10 or 15 years arose at the beginning of the 18th century, because there was quite simply no more room in the cemetery. Cremation would have been an alternative, but that would have been unusual for the time. While cremation and urn burials have become much more common in recent decades, there are very few people now who want their skulls interred in the charnel house. However, the people of Hallstatt can still today order a second burial, so to say, in their last will and testament.
The skulls must be cleaned many a time, and I can certainly say that I have handled almost all of the skulls two or three times. And when you look at a skull and observe it more closely, no skull is like the other. People generally say a skull, but then if you look at the eye socket and the shape of the skull, so no skull is quite like another. Each has, you could say, its own personality.
Catholics and Protestants were previously buried in two separate parts of the cemetery. This confessional separation has not been observed for ages in the charnel house. The regulations for the Hallstatt Cemetery require that crosses be exclusively of wood or of iron.